Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. We are now in the Darim Daf Mem Tet Amud Bet, continuing to discuss the first two Mishnayot of the sixth Perek. And all of our material today will be agadic in the broadest sense of the word. And let's get started. The Mishnah ruled that if somebody says, I am not going to eat Tavshil, he's not allowed to eat anything that's cooked in a pot as long as it's thin or liquidy, but he is allowed to eat stuff which is thick and dense, which means that that's not called tavshil. Matnitin de lo kabavloi. So the Gemara comments that that's not like those famous Babylonians. Damar Rav Zera. Rav Zera made the comment, bavloi tipshoi. Now Rav Zera himself had made aliyah from Bavel, and when he got there to Eretz Yisrael, he referred to the Babylonians as stupid Babylonians, to achli lachma balachma, or the other version is nahma benahma. They eat bread with bread. In other words, they would eat a grain-based cereal with bread. Amar Rav Chisda, demasha lahon lahalein nakdani dehutzal. I asked those people from Hutzal of Bavel, hadein daisa hechin mali lemechla. What's the best way to eat this cereal, this grain? Dechiti v'lachma dechiti v'sari v'lachma d'sari. Do you eat wheat-based cereal with wheat bread and barley-based cereal with barley bread? Well, dilma dechiti v'sari v'sari v'chiti. Maybe the opposite. So he asked them. In other words, he was also making fun of them. Rava achle b'chsise. Rava ate this cereal with chsise, which is some sort of a cereal of toasted barley. Now, Rav Barav Huna, we have a story that Ashkechei the Rav Huna, so he saw his father Rav Huna, the Ka'achel Daisa Betzbate, he was eating Daisa with his fingers. Amarle, Amai Ka'achel Marbiade, why are you eating with your fingers? As opposed to with bread, which was the assumption. Amarle Hachi Amarav, because Rav taught Daisa Betzbata Basim, if you eat it with your finger, it's tasty. Chol dechen betartin, certainly if you do it with two, but chol dechen betlat, and all the more so if you do it with three fingers. What that means is a little unclear. Malay Rav l'chia b'rei. So Rav told his son Chia, chen amar Rav Huna l'rabba b'rei, and Rav Huna also told his son Rabba Bar Huna, who we just heard about. Mezamnin lach l'mechal daisa, if you're invited to eat daisa, ad parsa, go a whole parsang to eat it. L'mechal bisra de Torah, if they invite you to eat ox meat, ad plata parsing, go even three parsiot for there. Amar Rav l'chia b'rei, so Rav told his son, this again, culinary advice I've given my teachers to their student, to their children. Chen amar Rav Huna l'rabba b'rei, again, Rav told his son, and Rav's student Rav Huna told his son, ko midam lotifo kamer bach, don't spit anything out in the presence of your rabbi, levarmin krava daisa, except for squash and daisa. Shein domin, leftilta shel aver. Evidently, if they go down the wrong way, they're like a piece of lead. Afilo kamer shavar malka palut, you could even spit them out in front of Shapur the king, Persian king. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, that's probably an exaggeration, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, chad achel daisa etzbatei v'chad achel behutza. They were eating together, and one of them ate this daisa, and this is Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, who ate it with their finger, and the other ate it with like a leaf. Of course, they wouldn't eat with bread, because they weren't the foolish Babylonians. Amar le da'achel behutza, we don't know who did what, so Amar le da'achel behutza le da'achel be'etzbatei, the one who ate it with the leaf, said to the one who ate it with his finger, remember, they didn't have eating utensils at the time. Admat, that's why they're eating with fingers or with bread or with leaves. Admatai atam achileni tzoatcha. You're feeding me your excrement, as it were. Amalei da'achel batzpate, da'achel behutza. So the one who's eating with his finger said to the one who's eating with the leaf, Admatai atam achileni rukcha. How long are you going to be feeding me your spit? In other words, each one was pointing out the hygienic problem in the way the other one was eating. Hura Rabbi Shimon aito the kamayu blusfain. They brought Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon this thing called blusfein, which is a sort of particular type of fig. Rabbi Yehuda achal, Rabbi Shimon lo achal. So only Rabbi Yehuda ate from that. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, my tam elo achal mar. So Rabbi Yehuda said, why aren't you eating these figs? Amar Rabbi Shimon, elo enyun simne me'am kol ikar. They never leave the digestive system. Rabbi Yehuda Kolshkin, she's machalei on the machash. Rabbi Yehuda says, very good, so they'll keep us sustained tomorrow too. Interesting little comment. Rabbi Yehuda have a yativ kamei to Rabbi Tarfon. He was sitting in front of a teacher, Rabbi Tarfon. Today you look very, your face is gleaming. Last night your servants went out to the field and they brought us beets. We ate them without salt. They were delicious. That's why it looks so good. If I'd eaten them with salt, I'd be even more gleaming. So a particular Roman matron asked Rabbi Yehuda, she accused him of being a teacher who was also a drunk. Moravirave, are you a teacher who's also a drunk? You're Moravirave Rabbi Yisrael, and you're also somebody, because evidently he looked quite happy. Amar la hamnuta biyada dahi itata, I swear by your life. I don't have any wine except Kiddush, Havdalah, and the four cups of Pesach. And I have a headache from Pesach all the way till Shavuot, just from the four cups. I don't drink. He quotes the Pasuk in Kohelet, that a man's wisdom lights up his face. In other words, I look the way I do because of wisdom. So it's a particular sadness, he said to Rabbi Yehuda. Panecha domin ikamal veribit ikamengad lechazirin. You look like somebody who lends, who practices usury, or who raises pigs, which are evidently very easy professions, make a lot of money, so you can look relaxed. Amarle, Yudayu Tavayu Asiran. This is a smash against the Tzdukim. Jews aren't allowed to do those things. Real Jews. Ela Esrim V'arba Beta Kise Idlim in Beta Beit Midrash. There's 24 privies from my house until the Beit Midrash. Sham Shan Nichnas Lachol Achad V'Chad. I check every one of them out, meaning I frequent the bathroom. That's why I look so healthy. When he would go to the Beit Midrash, Shakil Gufal Katfe, he would take a jug on his shoulders. Amar Gedol Malacha Shemachabedet Baleha. Look how great work is. Work honors the one who does the work. Here I'm doing my own work of schlepping something that I can sit on in the Beit Midrash. All right, Rabbi Shimon Shakil Tzan al Katfe. He put a basket on his shoulders. Amar Amachash Mechadet Baleha. He said the same thing. The Veitu de Rabbi Yehuda Nafka. It's a famous story about Rabbi Yehuda's wife. She would go out. Naktat Amra Avda Glima de Hutfi. She took some wool. They were evidently very poor, and she made a cloak. When she would go out to the shuk, she would wear it. When Rabbi Yehuda would go out to daven, he would wear it, as they had a garment that they shared. He would make a bracha, who has covered me with a cloak. Zimna, that leads to the discussion about whether it's chayiv betzitzis, because the woman also, the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, the possibility that she's chayiv betzitzis, etc. Zimna chada, kaz Rabbi Shimon Gamliel tanita. So the Rashbag declared a tanit. He didn't come to this tanit because he didn't have any garments to wear. Amrin le lo itle kisuya. So they told Rabbi Shimon Gamliel he couldn't come because this great chacham Rabbi Yehuda didn't have anything to wear. Shara le glima v'lo kibel. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel sent. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was wealthy. He sent him a garment, and Rabbi Yehuda refused to accept it. Then Dali Tzifta, Rabbi Yehuda, picked up the mat that he was sitting in. Marle Lishluchi told the agent of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Chazi Ma'ika, you see that I have nothing. Miulo Nechali Ditani Bahadin Alma, but I don't want to get any benefit in this world. I don't want to have his gifts at all. And that's the story of Rabbi Yehuda. Now here's the famous story of Rabbi Kiva and his wife. Rabbi Kiva Itkanchale Barte de Kalva Sabua. Rabbi Kiva betrothed the daughter of Kalva Sabua, who was one of the wealthy men of Shalom. We studied about this in Ketubot. This is a different perspective on the same story. Shama Kalva Sabua, so Kalva Sabua heard that her daughter had gotten engaged to this ignorant shepherd. Adrohanoa mikol nichse. He was madir her, and this is one of the reasons in Nedarim, also along the discussion about the poverty of the sages, he was madir her from all of his possessions. Azlavit nesamble. She married him anyways. Besitva haveganu beitivna. In the winter, they would sleep in a barn. Havekamantki leitivna min mazi. It's a beautiful story how Rabbi Kiva would pull the straw out from her hair. Amar lei haveli ramina lich Yerushalayim de dahava. He said, if I have it, I would give you a Yerushalayim shel zahava. It's kind of special kind of jewelry. Ata Eliyahu in milahon ke enasha. So Eliyahu showed up and appeared like a man. Kari abava. He called at the gate. Havali porta the tivna. He said, please give me some straw. The yaldat itati velately midam laaguna. My wife has just given birth, is what Eliyahu said. In the guise of a man, my wife has just given birth and I have nothing to cover her with. Rakiva said to his wife, Chazi gavrat afilu tivna lo itle. Look at this. Here's a man who doesn't even have straw. We have straw. Amrele zil havi beirav. So she then told him, you go and study in the yeshiva. And she understood that there was a real depth to him, even if he was unlettered at the time. Azal tarte sari shnin, coming to Rabbi Lazar of Yeshua. He went and studied for 12 years in the presence of Rabbi Lazar of Yeshua. And by the way, in some of the Midrashei Agadah, and the later compilations, Pirkei Rabbi Lazar, etc., there's a lot more explication about what happened to Rabbi Akiva. He used to sit and be the one to clean off the board, the writing board, etc. The Mishlam Tarte Sari Shnina, 12, when 12 years were up, Ka'ata Levete, he was coming home, Shamin Achare Beite, he heard on the other side of his house, Kamala Chad Rasha Ledavitu, some evil person was saying to his wife. I remember this, we had a parallel story in Ketubot, but it's a different character there. Shapir Avid Lachavuch, your father was right to do what he did. Achad de Lo Damilach, this guy's not fit for you. V'od Shavka Hamalut Chayut Kulun Shnin, he's left you as a widow, as a living widow, as it were, for so long. Amrale itzayid l'dili, and she said back to this guy, and Rabbi Akiva heard it, if he would listen to me, lehavetarte sari shnina achrin achronaita, he would be there for another 12 years. Amar hoi ovehavli v'shuta yihad l'pulachorai. He said, oh, she's giving me permission to go, I'll go back. And he went for another 12 years. Hador azel havetarte sari shnin achronaita. He was there for another 12 years. Ata be'esrin v'yarba alfein zuge talmidi. He came back, according to this version, with 24,000 pairs of students. Certainly a hyperbolic number, but nonetheless a lot of students. Nafi Kule Amal Alpe, everybody came out to greet this famous new, this great new rabbi, who's famous and has all these talmidim. Nafi Kamal Mefak Lape, she also went out to greet him, this poor woman. Amarla Hubershaya, an evil person, and it sounds like it's the same guy who had said 12 years earlier, what are you doing? He said, Va'ad Lehecha, where are you going? Amrale, she said, Yodea Tzadik Nefesh Behemto. A Tzadik knows his own animals. In other words, he'll recognize me even though it's been all this time. Atat Leit Chazuyle, she came to be seen by him like everybody else. Kamad Chan LaRabbanan, the Rabbanan are pushing her away. What's this poor woman doing here? Amrlehon, Rabbi Akiva turned and said, Hanichula, leave her alone. Shaliv Shalachem Shalahu. Everything that you and I have is hers. It's her credit. Shama Kalba Sabua, now her father heard about it. Atavi Itchel al Nidre. He was Shoal on the Neder. Vishtari Ishtari, and then it was Mutar. Minshit Mili Yata Rabbi Akiva. And then the story concludes as for there were six things that enriched Rabbi Akiva. Min Kalba Sabua, now his father in law has released the Neder, and he got rich from that. Min Ila Disfinata. We'll hear the story in a second about the boat. As we now hear what the custom was. The Chos Finata that used to be that any ship, Avdin Le Min Eina, they would make some sort of like a hood ornament, is what we would refer to it today. And they would fill it with silver. Zimna Chada and Shiyu Al Kef Yama. One time they forgot this ornament on the shore. Atahu Ashkechev, Rabbi Akiva came and he found it, right? And he became rich. That's the second thing. The third thing is Umin Gavza. After all, we were talking about Rabbi Akiva, who starts out very poor. He became wealthy from some wood. What was the story about the wood? The Zimna Chada Yohiv Arba Zuz the Sipunai. He gave 4 zuz to the sea merchants. Amalo Aitu Limidam. He said, go find me something. Buy me something for 4 zuz. Veloashkahu Alagavzal Kef Yama. All they found was a piece of wood on the shore. That's all they found. Ajule, brought it to him. Amrule, they said, Avid Marana Ale. And they said back to him, wait, and, you know, we'll find something better. Ishtakach Tahave Male Dinari. Rekiva opened up this wood, and he found that it was full of gold coins. Zizim Nachara Tavats Finta V'chule Iska Have Machid Bahu Gavza. Because one time it had happened that a ship had sunk, and all of the commerce that was on the ship, all the money was on the ship, was in that box. And that's when it was found. So it's the third thing that enriched him. Dimin discruta, umin matronita, Umin ishto shotonis rofus, umin katia bar shalom. So we have four things total, which means it actually brings us to seven things. He was wealthy from the a particular caravan of Ishmaelim, and from a story about a wealthy woman that Rabbi Akiva borrowed money from her, and he said HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be the guarantor for the for payment, at that time happened that the king's daughter went crazy and she threw her money into the water, and the money showed up just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought her the money, and that's how the loan was paid off, and Rabbi Akiva never had to pay the loan back. And Ishto Shel Tonis Rufus was the Tonis Rufus. Tonis Rufus was Rabbi Akiva's famous disputant in the fourth decade of the second century. And according to the Agadah, his wife ended up converting because she was so impressed by Rabbi Akiva, and she gave him all his money. Umikatia Bar Shalom was a Roman general who also named Rabbi Akiva as his sole heir, and he became rich from those six things. Okay, we have another story about wealth, but not with Rabbi Akiva. Of Gamda Yahiv Dalad Zuzi L'Sipunai. Again, the same story. He gave, but of a different rabbi, of Gamda. He gave four zuzim to the boatman, Latuye Bahon Midam. He said, go find me something worth four zuzim. It's not a whole lot. Lashkacha, they didn't find anything. Yuale Bahon Kufa. They brought a monkey. That's what they found. They didn't find anything else, so they brought him a monkey. Shtamet al Lacherta. So what happened with this monkey? The monkey ran away, and he went into some sort of a hole. Chafru Batre, they dug after him. Ashkechuad Ravi al Margalaita, he was sitting over a jewel. Tinun Leikulhon. And so they brought all of it to this Rav Gamda. He became wealthy. Amrole bat Kesel Rabbi Shua bat Hanani. This is a story that we already saw earlier in Masechet Tanit. The daughter of the Roman governor said to Rabbi Shua, that's our Rabbi Shua, Torah Mefuaret Bechli Mechuar, such a beautiful Torah and such a disgusting vessel, meaning he was not a very attractive man. Amarla, so he said, Limdim Beit Avuch, I learned it from your father's house. But Meman Echinyan, where do they put wine? Amrole b'mani de Pachra, in cheap pottery. Amrola, Kuli Amma b'pachra, Atun mani de Pachra, everybody else is putting it in cheap pottery, and so are you. Atun achitun mani de chaspa v'rava, you should put it in gold and silver vessels, you're the king. Azla ramat chamra b'mani de chaspa v'rava, so she had all of the governor's wine put into gold and silver vessels. Vasari, and it went bad. Amarla afaraita kain. He then said, that's the same thing with the Torah. In other words, the Torah has to be in a vessel that is not physically attractive, and then it keeps. If you put it into fancy stuff, it doesn't keep. Ah, va'ika shapir nagvir, there are people, Rabbi Yochanan's gonna come along in a couple generations, people are very attractive, and they teach. Amarla, havusanu, if they were not so attractive, agmir tfe, they'd even learn even better. Hayita Acha the coming to Rav Yehuda in Nahardea Ladina. There was a woman who came before Rav Yehuda of Nahardea for judgment. Chayavat min Dina. She became chayav. He judged her guilty or liable. Amrali Shmuel Rabcha Hachidanan. So she said, would Shmuel, your teacher, is this how he would judge Shmuel of Nahardea? Amrali Adatle. He said, you know who he is? Amrali In, yes. Gutza, he's short. Varaba Krese, he's fat. Ukam Varaba Shine, he's buck teeth. You know, she really insulted Shmuel. Amar la levazuye kat, you came here to disgrace my Rebbe. He ate the tabashamta, and he threw in chayram paka umet, and on the spot she died. So much for that story. In any case, the Gemara then goes on to analyze the Mishnah that said that if somebody says they're not going to have a tavshil, they're also allowed to have a beitza turmita. My beitza turmita. So what is this? Amar Shmuel, avda da avid la shave alfa dinar. If you can find a slave who can make it, he's worth 1,000 dinarim. Uma'ayala alfa zimna b'maya chamima. You have to put it 1,000 times in hot water. V'alfa zimna b'maya kriri. Then 1,000 times in cold water. Adda b'mitzutra keyecha divliata. Until it becomes so small that you could swallow it, as is, complete. Eat kiva, sari chala. Right? If there's any, if you have any sort of wound inside of your intestines, this is how it checks it out. Right? from the by Yinus. When it comes out, the doctor can see and he can tell what kind of drug you need in order to get better. All right, that's the story of this egg. Shmuel have a badik nafshe bekulcha admisatrin anashe beta ale sarehon. Shmuel, who was sick evidently, would check himself out with a stalk that he would eat for that part. And he would get so sick until the people in his household would be so upset they would tear their hair out. But he would make himself that sick in order to check out to see what kind of drugs he needed to get better. Tom, we learned in the Mishnah in Maasrot, Hayaosa bechlopsin lo yochav b'vnot sheva lo yochav bechlopsin. This is talking about what kind of food you can eat while you're working in the field. If it's you're working one kind of figs, you can't eat the other kind of figs. My clopsin, where are they? Mina te'ini da avdim in hon lifte. They're kind of figs that you can make from them a certain kind of food, a liftan. Hahu gavra, now we have a story. Tiav avda l'chavre lagmure alfa mina lifte. A man gave his friend his slave so he could teach him how to make 1,000 different kinds of food. Agmure t'manime. He only taught him 800. Azmine l'dina l'kame d'rebi. So he took this guy to Dean in front of Rebbe, saying, I evidently paid money, so this guy would teach me 1,000, and don't tell me 800. Rebbe, avoteinu amru nashinu tova. Our ancestors said, we have left all the goodness. I don't know, filu ba'inenu l'ro. He picks up on the second pasuk, on the second half of the pasuk, which is in Eicha. He says that our ancestors said, we have left good behind. We have forgotten the good, and we haven't even seen it. In other words, we are so far away from seeing these 1,000 exotic ways of making food. And now a story about Rebbe. Rebbe Avad Lehilula, the Rebbe Shimon Rebbe. Rebbe was making the wedding for his son Shimon. Ketav al Beit Ganana. He wrote over the wedding, Esrin v'arba alfin ribu'in dinari nefaku al Beit Ganana denein. He said the exorbitant amount of money, 24 million dinarim that were spent, 240 dinarim that were spent on this wedding. Velo Osman of the Bar Kappa, and he said he didn't invite his student Bar Kappa. Amarle, so what did Rav Kappa say? Im lo over Ritzono Kach, lo say Ritzono Achad Kama Vachama. Think about this. If those who violate God's will by mistreating their students like that, have so much wealth, how much more so those who do fulfill God's will? In other words, he was giving Musa to Rebbe. Azmine, so Rebbe realized what happened. He invited him. Amar, and I said, if this is what God does for those who fulfill his will in this world, how much more so in the world to come? And with that, we conclude this particular segment of the piece. We will continue, Mir Tzashem, in the next podcast and go to the next Mishnah and continue on to Nun Aleph Amud Bet and cover the two Mishnayot that are there. Everybody should have a wonderful day.